Our last student report for the morning comes from our good friends at Prairie Creek Community School. The teacher there is Michelle Martin, and they are located in Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Michelle from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. We've noticed that recently it's been light out when we've been waking up, and we've really been enjoying that. We've also noticed that birds are starting to come back. We've seen flocks of geese and a large flock of turkeys crossing the road. We've also seen flocks of over 20 robins eating crab apples. There have been pairs of birds, too. We've seen a pair of hawks, nuthatches mating, and two red-bellied woodpeckers calling to each other in a tree. There's been a woodpecker drumming on Leo's house all of the time, and Samantha saw a hairy woodpecker at her feeder. There have also been a lot of downies around school. We've seen chickadees and juncos, and a mystery bird with yellow tail. We've also seen a lot of eagles. The crows have been active too, but so far we haven't noticed any nesting behavior. The magnolia buds seem to be fuzzier. We've also noticed buds on the red maples we are watching, but there's not been any bud break yet, which is a good thing since it's -8 degrees today. The snow is so deep that the hidden electric fences to keep pets in have stopped working. There's too much snow to trigger the collar. The average amount of snow in our field is 48.5 centimeters. Oliver saw a rodent burrowing into the snowdrifts at the high school. We have missed 10 days of school this year because of the weather. This has been Prairie Creek Community School, one more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Michelle. The kids were busy this week, and Michelle filled in admirably. Flocks of geese and robins, that should give us hope here in the north. They are south of the cities about 50 miles, so the fact that those birds are that close means that it won't be too long, and we should see some up here. And nuthatches breeding, that's a good sign. That means that, again, that spring is in the air, even though we may not feel it all that prominently here.